This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Budget Lumber. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer joins us. Dr. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's take a look at this COVID-19 situation as we do periodic updates from you. Let's take a look at, first of all, how the world overall is doing during this pandemic.
Well, the good news is that the recent increase in cases has slowed in the last week, and actually the number of deaths in the world has slowed. It's still at a very high rate, but starting to look like we're flattening out in the world, so that's a good sign. Still lots of cases in Brazil and India, so we really worry about those two countries, big populous countries with lots of poor people, and this disease can spread quickly.
What about around America? Where are some of the hot spots right now?
Well, the hot spots in the U.S. are in the southeast. So Tennessee, Kentucky, Missouri have all had big problems with the disease in the last little bit. We're also starting to see some spread in Illinois, and the Dakotas also have had a lot of cases, perhaps related to the motorcycle rally a few weeks ago.
And are there spots in America that are doing especially good?
Well, there's one called Douglas County in Oregon that's doing remarkably well. You know, we've only had 9 cases a week for the last 2 weeks. We're still just at 2 deaths. So this place called Douglas County is doing pretty darn well.
Any reasoning for that in terms, is it just a sparser population or what could it be?
Well, I think there are a number of issues. One is I think we've been lucky in that we've not had any super spreader events in the county. So there are some places that have had super spreader events that really spread it through the county. Thank goodness I don't think we've had any of those yet. Second is because we have a relatively low amount of disease, we can really get on it when it happens. So I give the analogy, if your garden is full of weeds, you're kind of overwhelmed and you can't really keep it down. But if your garden is well controlled and there's just the occasional weed, you can get to it very quickly and get rid of it. So I think we've been lucky in that way. And we've had just incredible support from the community and from the county in getting us everything we need to go ahead and attack this problem.
As we look at Douglas County, Oregon, and the nation, how much testing is going on?
Well, there is a lot of testing. Actually, the amount of testing is down in the last few weeks, and that is a bit of a concern. It's down for a couple of reasons. One is that when there were these huge outbreaks in the South, the turnaround times were long, and some people got soured on testing because of long turnaround times. That has been fixed, so people should get tested if they have any symptoms or if they're contacts. Unusually and oddly, the CDC just yesterday published a new recommendation not to test asymptomatic people, and unfortunately that's going to decrease the amount of testing. So actually the amount of testing has gone down in the last few weeks, which is not the right strategy. The right strategy should be to do robust testing to try and bring the positive testing rate less than 1%, and I'm very pleased to say that in Douglas County we were at 0.6% last week. So we've done that here.
So what was the reasoning behind the CDC change that we heard about yesterday?
Totally inexplicable. We think that asymptomatic testing makes sense after you've done enough symptomatic testing. But I think once you've done enough symptomatic testing, asymptomatic testing does make sense.
Interesting. So for the test positivity rate, speaking of testing, in Oregon, some new data out this week, I think on Monday or Tuesday, from Oregon Health Authority. Talk about that.
So the new testing positivity rate in the state was 5.1%, just a hair over the 5% that we need to do to open schools. So right now in Douglas County, our rate is low enough that we can open K-3 and small rural schools. But the state rate is still too high to open 4-12. So if the state rate can come down, we're already there in the county, and the hope would be that we could open all the way K-12.
Well, speaking of schools, here we are in this back-to-school time, different than any other back-to-school time. Some small schools opening in person, others only online. And one of the concerns I'm hearing is mental health risk about kids feeling isolated, plus issues for working parents.
Yeah, I think mental health issues for all of us are really an issue. People are getting fatigued by all of the bad news. I think there's some depression, anxiety going on. Thankfully, we've not seen a big increase in suicide attempts. However, that's certainly a concern that we have. You know, kids live around school. School is where they have friends. School is where they learn. School is where they socialize. And so not having school for kids is a big problem. That's why we're doing everything we can to keep the rates low so that we can safely open schools.
And what are we seeing elsewhere in the world in terms of schools? I know a lot of countries have year-round school. They don't have the summer break that America has, which is kind of an anomaly. Are we seeing better strategies in other nations, or a lot of other countries doing just mainly online learning as well?
No, actually, many of the schools, many of the countries have gone back, and they find that if they can drive the rates of disease very low, about what we're looking at in Douglas County now, and they take precautions in classes, that schools can open safely. Now, there are a few places that opened schools without the precautions or when the rates were higher, and they found that there were lots of outbreaks. So, for example, in the U.S. South, in Georgia, they opened schools and found that they had lots of outbreaks and lots of school closures. So the goal is to bring the rate down and then to safely reopen schools.
I want to ask you about contact tracing. Other counties, are they doing it as actively as Douglas County is? Mm-hmm. What have you been able to notice with as county health agencies work sometimes together?
Well, I think all of the counties are trying. I think other counties are really struggling. If you have lots of new cases every day, it may take a while to get to the cases. Now, we've only had, you know, a couple of cases a day, so we can get to them very quickly. And so 100% of our cases get interviewed on the same or the first day. We had a case yesterday from another county, and it's been 4 days, and they hadn't gotten to it yet. And that is a worry if other counties are behind. But again, using the garden analogy, we have a perfectly tilled garden, and when one weed pops up, we can get it out right away.
Well, and I've been hearing about situations in other counties that when you talk about the delay, and if you don't get a hold of someone in a quick frame, a time frame, then they have obviously exposed many others during that time before you contact them.
So you have five days to do all of your work. So, you know, people who are exposed to the disease are going to start to show symptoms at 5 days, start to be contagious right around that fourth or fifth day. So it's absolutely critical that you get to them before they're contagious so that you can stop that next generation of spread.
County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, other thoughts about this COVID-19 situation? What's it been like for you and the roles that you have in the community?
Well, it's been a lot of work, but it's actually been tremendously gratifying to have so many people gather together to help. So this whole coronavirus task force that the county has done has just been great. And I think we've had such great relationships with the principals, with the hospital, with everybody else who's working together. It's really been incredibly gratifying and a great reason to live in Douglas County.
All right, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you for having me.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.